This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Oh man! Hey! All right.
I just want to officially say I am a social media hater. Facebook, I hate you. Google Photos, I hate you. Instagram, I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I wish all the bad things in the world happen to you and you alone. And this is your last warning. Stop reminding me of shit. What can Flan do for you?
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicator. It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn.
Everybody next round's on me. Just give them what they ask for.
Nigga!
We gon' celebrate this bitch. Drink up if you're with it. Drink up if you're out.
Girl, you'll be happy now. Happy now. Happy now.
Nigga!
Alright, just one more. For the road. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pan Society. And I must thank you, first and foremost, for hanging in there with me. These have been a rough couple of weeks. I don't know what the episodes have been like for y'all. They've been crazy for me to try to put them together. And somehow the numbers say y'all are rocking with me. So appreciate you. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, man, this week is a continuation, I guess, of last week. You know, I'm just trying to push through things. I'm still in here with the one arm. Let me just say this. Like, I don't know if I ever appreciated left-handed individuals the way that I should have. I don't know how you guys exist in a world that's like majority right-handed people. Like, this is miserable. Like, my hand is cramping. Like, everything I do with my left hand just seems to be, like, unnecessarily difficult. Like things are not at all designed to be operated mainly with your left hand. Like, I thought just, like, moving my mouse to the other side of the keyboard and switching up the buttons and everything would just, you know, it's just moving a mouse pointer around. Like, how difficult can that be? It's fucking difficult. It's infuriatingly difficult. I'm trying to think of like silver linings to this. Like, for whatever period of time I'm gonna be without the usage of my right arm, that, you know, my left hand is gonna get so strong and I don't know. I'm gonna get so proficient with using my left hand that once I become a two-handed individual again, all bets are off. Like, the game is over. I got this. But yeah, this is crazy. Putting headphones on with one arm and that being your off arm, like, that's just ridiculously difficult. Like, it feels stupid every time I have to do it. Y'all should see me in here, like, trying to put these headphones on to do the episode these last 2 weeks. Like, it is just dumb. Like, right before this accident, I bought some, for me, what I felt like were really nice wireless headphones. Cause I ride the buses a lot and I have, you know, long bus rides and I like to just vibe out. And it's no point in me taking them with me because I'm not doing that in public. Like, I'm not in front of people going through the one hand headphone thing. And then if somebody was to come over and try to help me, that would just make it worse. Like, mind your fucking business. Like, I can do it. I feel handicapable. Like, I just, that's probably offensive to someone and I apologize, but that's how I feel. Like, I'm out. I want my independence. I'm trying to be independent. Don't take it from me, even though this looks super dumb right now, but I am going to get it done. But that's why I don't take the headphones out with me. I said, like, yeah, man, I'm pissed off about that. Like, 'cause the way I am with money, like, for some reason in my mind, I could have now waited 2 months to spend that money. And then who knows, like, that money could have been somewhere earning interest. I don't know. Like, they're not that expensive that the interest was going to make a difference someplace. But that's just how I feel. I'm pissed off that I wasted the money and now I can't like use the headphones. But be that what it is. I chose that clip, Celebrate from Novel. You know, Novel is, I have, and this was, again, like me backing up shit that I've said before. Like, I talked about how, like, Joe Budden, to me, is the rapper spokesperson for depression and anxiety and all the bullshit that you could possibly go through, substance abuse, all them things. Not a huge fan of Joe Budden, the person, but Joe Budden, the rapper, like, definitely makes music to fit that mood. If you've been in one of them places, you could throw on a Joe Budden CD and, like, feel right at home. It's a beautiful thing. And Novel, in my mind, is the R&B, like, version of that same lane, right? Like, he fills that lane of, like, fucked up relationships and substance abuse, strangely enough. Maybe they go hand in hand. I don't know. But yeah, like, he makes that kind of music. And I had no idea what I was going to do the episode about today. And even as I'm talking right now, I'm not 100% sure. I do have an idea, but we're going to run with whatever it is. But like right as I sat down at my computer to like force myself to go through this process and put together an episode, Facebook decided, like it always does, to, you know, remind me that I have memories from, you know, however many years ago. And so, you know how like, you get the little message to say you have memories, and they'll even tell you who you had the memories with, like, you know, your friend, whoever it is. I'm about to quote names like y'all would recognize them people. But yeah, I get the little notification, and you know, it's like my brother, you know, homie from a few years, Rich was in there, you know, so I'm like, all right, let me go back and check and see these memories. I like reposting old episodes, you know, even with Rich, you know, just to like show that the show has some history. It was crazy for me a few months ago, like posting some episodes with Rich, talking about having a co-host, and somebody was like, oh man, you used to have a co-host? I'm like, damn, like it felt good that like the show has kept going and kept going for long enough that there may be people who don't even realize that, you know, it wasn't always a one man show. But yeah, whatever, that was weird. So I decided to click and look and see, you know, what my memories were so I could repost them if they were relevant or not. And what I was reminded of was that today, I'm recording this on the 19th. Today would have been my wedding anniversary. Like, fucking sucks.
Nigga!
I didn't, you know, like I'm past it enough that I don't think about it, but then like to just be like bombarded with, you know, the memories and the pictures and stuff. Like it was definitely like all the memories on Facebook were like pictures of that day. And I'm not big on like posting relationship stuff. And like when my ex-wife and I were dating, I would not change my relationship status. Like I'm big on that. Like I'm big on like I'm not doing that, because you know, once you, it feels like you're inviting strangers into your relationship, and inviting strangers into your relationship to me is like the beginning of the end. Like people always have some shit to say. People get involved in arguments. You end up either only talking to people about the good times or only talking to people about the bad times. And either way, that puts you in a position to get some bad advice. You know, people that care about you, if they all they ever hear about is how foul this nigga is, all they gonna talk to you about is how you should get away from him. And, you know, and even when he does something good, like, that nigga's a piece of shit, like, fuck him. So I didn't want to do that. But of course, like getting married felt like, all right, now it's official. You know, like we committed, we said them words in front of people that it's us against the world. So who gives a fuck what anybody else has to say? Like, so I went social media overboard. Like I posted pictures of the rings and the ceremony and the we didn't have like a reception. It's more like an after party or whatever. But I posted pictures of everything. And so, yeah, I got, like, hit with all that shit today. And it's cool. It's cool. The other weird thing is that we actually, our divorce became final, like, a day before. Like, I got the little, they send you a postcard. That's how fucked up it is. So, like, she met me at lunch at my job one day after we had gone back and forth about the decree, the paperwork. And we walked up to a UPS store or whatever. So fuck UPS too. We walked up to a UPS store to have things notarized as I finally signed a decree. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, I get a postcard in the mail, I guess from the clerk's office, saying that the judge signed off on it and our divorce was official. And that was, I think, on the 18th. It was like the day before what would have been, I think, our 6th wedding anniversary. So it's just a crazy thing. But yeah, I decided to go the novel route, play celebrate. You know, we gonna
celebrate what?
My divorce.
How about that?
That's like the greatest. That's one of the greatest movie scenes of all time. Like, I love Brown Sugar. I love that movie. I love Taye Diggs in it. Shania Lathan. I love Mos Def. That's like his most hilarious performance to me ever. Like him actually playing a rapper. Super dope. I'm not gonna walk off into the fog with you. I'm not gonna be the corny dude that you walk off into the fog with. Like, I'm fucking up the line, but go watch the movie. That is super dope. But yeah, like, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. That was however many years ago. It just was one of those things I wasn't necessarily thinking about and didn't necessarily need a reminder of. Like, you know, like right now is. It's crazy enough for me. Like, I got this messed up arm, which meant I didn't get my daughter this weekend. So no Chef Elise updates. We had a quick video chat. And that was always cool because she's like, you know, I don't go over there. I want to say I don't know where the house is. I do. I think I had to put the address on my new hire paperwork for beneficiaries and stuff. So I know where the house is. But I ain't never been to it. I ain't trying to go to it. I'm not real interested in being over there. But, you know, when we do the video calls, that's like my daughter's chance to show me her room. And she just has so many things she wants to show me. And she just spent the whole conversation just like, oh, Dad, I got to show you this thing. Dad, I got to show you this thing. And it's cool that, you know, like it made me feel good that one, it's like she missed, you know, she was looking forward to that, you know, this was supposed to be our weekend together. And that it did bother her that she didn't get to see Dad, and that she wants to share like all this, you know, all the stuff she has that she thinks is cool with me. And so yeah, we had a decent conversation. I mean, you know, I say decent like it was something wrong with it. It's always bittersweet for Dad. And then I guess she had to open up a cupcake shop, you know, all fictional. So she abruptly got off the phone with me. She's like, oh, Dad, I got to open my cupcake shop. I got to call you later. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Like, okay. All right. Love you too. Mwah, all that good stuff. Like, I open up the fake cupcake shop. Don't talk to real Dad. That's cool. All right. You know, but all that being said, I'm pushing through. Like, I'm really, I think I've gotten used to the arm. I'm trying to be super independent and do things for myself. Like, I feel like I'm in a good place with this arm. I hope to God this is the right button. Still got my mind. Still got my music, baby. I'ma be alright. I'ma be alright. So that's what I decided to title this episode. I normally don't title the episodes until I've recorded it. And then I try to think of like a theme or something that, you know, went into the show. But today I decided we're going to call it, I'm going to be all right from the jump, because I'm going to be all right. I'm getting there. So I started the new job last week, which I was really nervous about, going into this new position and having to walk in like with a bad arm. Like I work in IT, like I'm a keyboard warrior. I mean, like, you know, that's the tool of my trade. And I show up and I don't have both hands. Like, I didn't know how that was going to go. I didn't know if they was going to be cool with it or what it was going to be. But it turned out to really just be a non-issue. Like, I seem to be the only person concerned about it. Nobody else. Everybody, you know, comments on it. You got, you know, your arm in a sling and shit. Like, oh, well, how'd you do that? And there was a lot of jokes about scooters and stuff, which I know I'm going to get. It's the worst part. It's not the worst part. The worst part is having to do everything one-handed and not feeling like I can do everything I want to do for myself. But the second to worst part is everybody's comments about when they find out how it happened, that it happened on a scooter. And it reminds me of the Cat Williams shit when he was like, you know, as soon as he got the motorcycle, everybody was like, if you ride, you gonna fall. Like people were saying it like it was in the Bible, like it was like just the absolute God's given truth. And I think since the moment people have known I own one of these things, like that's been a thing. Like, oh, you gonna hurt yourself. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ah, you know, kiss my ass. Like, why would you wish that on me? Like, you're almost saying it as if you wanted to happen so that you could be like, see, I told you. And it's like, you know, why would you even put that out there in the air? Like, wish me the best and hope that I never hurt myself and hope that, you know, scootering isn't as dangerous as you think it is. Like, you know, if you care about me, I think that would be the stance you would take. But because people love, you know, negative shit, like, they just do curses on me. Oh, man, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the longer it went without, like, a major accident, I've had some accidents, and I fucked myself up a few times, but I hadn't broken anything. And the longer that went, like I said, I got super cocky. I got to the point where I wasn't wearing the helmet anymore. Like, I'm not really slowing down for shit. I'm full throttle everywhere I go. Like, it don't matter. I see a bump. Like, I got that, you know. Like, I've learned some things over the course of having the scooter and falling off of it to feel like, you know, I got this. Like, I don't have to worry or be as cautious or afraid on this thing. And the moment, you know, I let that guard go, I broke my wrist. And saying you got a broken wrist somehow seems like less manly than broken out. Like, I wish the arm was broke. It's part of the arm, but I mean, technically it's the wrist. And I want the doctors to look at it like it's a wrist so that they can take me out of, I'm in a full forearm splint. So my arm is bent at the elbow 24/7. And that is hell on earth. But I just want to stretch my arm out one time, like for 7 days. Like, that's a lie. Because what I've started to do now, I got sick of trying to bag my arm to take a shower. Like, I think I talked last episode about that being a thing. I was really worried about how I was going to adjust to being able to do, like, how was I going to bathe? It still is quite the feat to try to get both underarms. Like, trying to get your left underarm with your left hand, that requires some flexibility and stuff. Like, I'm saying this left hand situation, like, once I have both hands, like, shit, what can I do, bro? But yeah, I got sick of, like, trying to bag the arm up. I had a whole trash bag with masking tape and shit in it. It worked, but it felt stupid. So I'm at the point now where, you know, my wrist feels good as long as it's, like, stabilized, like, as long as something is holding it together, holding it in place. If I don't have the thing stabilizing it, that just means I can't move it. Like, just keep it still wherever it is. So now I just take the whole thing off. I've gotten good at rewrapping this thing. So I just take the whole thing off and take showers. So I got, like, the amount of things I have figured out how to do one-handed, or I have figured out how to adjust to, I got, again, man, still got my mind, still got my music, I'ma be alright, I'ma be alright. Can we even play Robin Thicke anymore? I feel like he did something a while back that he was supposed to get canceled for. Like, he kind of just disappeared at some point. I don't know if it was, I don't feel like it was the Paula Patton thing, because I actually saw him live after the Paula Patton situation, and he was still wearing the ring. Like, it was crazy. It was that vicious of a ring that I could see it from the nosebleed seats that I had. But I feel like he's done something after that. Like, he said something. Like, I don't know if I'm confusing him with John Mayer, or if they did the same thing, or what, but I feel like we're not supposed to talk about Robin Thicke, but that's my guy. I like that song. But yeah, I'm feeling like I'm gonna be all right. I was really worried about the job, and I deal with, like, that imposter syndrome, and I think I posted on Twitter earlier this week, like these people. So in the negotiations for me getting this new job, right? You know, of course they ask you. I won't say of course, but a lot of jobs will ask you what you're currently making. And then they want to know what you're looking for. So, you know, I inflated what I was currently making so that the number I was looking for didn't sound so crazy. And these people looked at those two numbers, you know, because they called me and said, hey, we want to make you an offer. Just wanted to make sure that you were still interested and, you know, still on board for joining. And I was like, bet. And he was like, all right, well, I got to go do some research. You know, make sure, you know, we get you what you're worth, the market value. Make sure we make, you know, an appropriate order, appropriate offer. So they had, you know, what I said I was making. They had what I was looking for. And these people went significantly over both numbers and came back with that offer. And so, like, it dawned on me today, not today, but a few days ago when I posted this on Twitter, that, like, I'm in meetings and I'm having this, like this imposter syndrome thing where I feel like, you know, I'm not whatever it is that they think I am, and they're going to realize that I'm not what they think I am, and I'm getting, like, you know, skittish in meetings, and I'm not, like they're coming to me for stuff. Like, they're coming to me and asking questions, like, how, you know, what should we do about this, and how should we handle this, and how should we handle that? And I'm trying to give answers that's more like, I need to see more of what's going on in the organization, or I'm still getting up to speed, or that sounds good, or whatever, you know. Like, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to push myself forward too much. And then it hit me. It's like, man, these folks, obviously, based on the conversation that you had with them, and they went in depth with me in the interview. Like, I didn't think I got this job, because they tried to expose me in the interview. Like, they asked me everything, and then they drilled down into stuff. And I say the interview tips from me in terms of, like, especially IT. Be prepared to speak intelligently about the things that you know, about the experience that you have, the stuff that you've worked on, you know, and how you would handle situations. Like, be prepared to demonstrate that you know what it is you say that you know. Also, be prepared to admit that you do not know something. Be prepared to say, I haven't had exposure to that yet. That has never been a part of my job function to date, you know, but I can get up to speed on it quickly. I'm sure I could grasp whatever concepts I need to grasp, you know, fast enough to be, you know, of value to you. The things I know, I definitely do know. The things I don't know, I'm not going to lie to you and say that I do, and put you in a situation where you're depending on me to do something that I don't know how to do. And if there's anything, I would say that may be what won me this position, and what won me their faith, is that when they ask me these questions, they're confident in what I know, because I've demonstrated that in the interview. And they also are confident that I'm not going to lie to them and tell them I do know something and put them in a bad situation. So I had to just take that in and just understand, you know, these people have faith in you. They have faith in you based on a couple sheets of paper and, you know, an hour long conversation. You've known yourself for 39, you know, going on 40 years. You know what you've done. You know what you haven't done. You know what you're capable of. You know, if they don't doubt you, why are you doubting yourself? And so, yeah, man, I'm getting there. And I don't know if it's the arm that, like, just has given me this amount of time to think. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I just still got my mind. I still got my music, baby. And I want to say real quick that I'm 100% sober. Like, please, I think what's happening to me now is that, and this is beautiful. It's sad that it's taken 39 years, but 39 years in, like, I really am finally comfortable, you know, with myself and comfortable with my sense of humor and who I am and how I talk and what I believe in. You know, to the point where I get on here and I'm just like, this is what I would do if y'all wasn't around. Like, I would have this conversation. That's making me sound fucked up. I would have this conversation with myself in my head. These are the songs I was saying. These are the things I would play. So this is not me. Like, it may sound like I'm on one. I'm not. I drink tea. That's about it. And I refuse narcotics with the arm. The pain hasn't been an issue. I'm worried. I need to see an orthopedic surgeon. I've been on a long list of fuck yous this episode. Let me say fuck insurance companies. Yeah, like I went, this doesn't make sense to me. And maybe if you work for an insurance company, you can help me out. If I broke a bone and so I went to an emergency room, right? The emergency room gives me a referral. They say you need to see an orthopedic surgeon, you know, in the next 3 to 5 days. So the emergency room, this obviously was an emergency. They took me, they triaged me, and they gave a diagnosis and, you know, what I needed to do going forward. But my insurance, in order for me to see a specialist, which is an orthopedic surgeon is a specialist, requires me to get a referral from my primary care physician. Never mind that the emergency room already said he needs to see an orthopedic surgeon. Now I still got to go see another doctor with a broken arm to tell them, to ask them to allow me to see a specialist. And for me, because, you know, I don't take health seriously. I take mental health very seriously. Physical health, you know, whatever. We all go in the same places, just how we get there. But I haven't had a primary care physician in years. Like I know I should go to the doctor more than I do. I know I should see somebody. I just don't like to or want to, so I don't. I'm afraid they're gonna tell me I can't eat bacon no more or something, and that's just gonna be a fight. I'm not trying to go to jail again. But I don't go to the doctor, so I didn't have a primary care physician. So I had to try to like game the system and go to like a men's health clinic and add one of their doctors as my primary care physician just for him to put in a referral for me. And the whole time I'm sitting there talking to the dude, he's just like, this is really all you came in here for, was a referral, like your insurance company. Now, he seemed baffled by the fact that my insurance company demanded I get a referral to see an orthopedic surgeon about a broken arm. He was like, I think he was even looking like, ain't nothing else you need? Like, man, you know, anything else wrong with you? You want to talk about something? Like, you know, I think he was looking for a reason for the visit. He probably feel guilty for charging me whatever copay I got to pay just to come in there so that he could put in a referral so I could go see somebody else. It's just taking more days. Luckily for me, you know, what he said to me was that even though the emergency room said go see him in 3 to 5 days, they can't do anything until the swelling goes down anyway, which normally takes a week. So, you know, he put the referral in for me. I'm still waiting for it to show up in the app, because everything's an app nowadays. I feel old as fuck. I'm irritated by apps and young people and that noise y'all listen to. Man, I'm waiting for the referral to show up in the app so I can schedule an appointment with an orthopedic surgeon. I got to go to an orthopedic surgeon, another sign of my age, and see about them putting my arm back together. Because while it doesn't hurt, I was able to actually like do a salute. I was real impressed by that. I don't know if that means anything to any of y'all, but the last time I really messed up my wrist was in high school doing junior ROTC. And the immediate thing was I couldn't salute, which means I couldn't participate in any competition because I couldn't do drill. If you can't salute, you can't do drill. So whatever, like 20 years later, that's still like the litmus test for me about the health of my arm. Okay, I can hit a salute. Oh, I'm back, nigga. I got this, you know. So, that's the shit that makes me smile. I don't know how it feels to y'all. Anyway, I've talked for almost a half an hour about randomness. I just want to let y'all know I'm going to be all right. The show going to be all right. I appreciate y'all. It seems like I'm a best last year's numbers before the end of the third quarter, which means the fourth quarter is just all gravy. And I can't, you know, tell you how much I appreciate that. You know, hard work is paying off. Perseverance is paying off. You know, me deciding to commit to an episode every week, all year long, regardless of what happened, regardless of how many bones I break, seems to be paying off. And, you know, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. There's so much more I want to do. So many, you know, guests and conversations I want to have with people. I'm just trying to figure out the right ways to, like, engage people in conversations. I don't want to just have them on the show to talk about one thing as if, like, my entire relationship with you only revolves around your opinions as a woman or, you know, whatever, you know. So I don't know how to navigate that space, but I'm working on it. I'm getting comfortable in my own skin. I will say the summer of the algorithm is coming to an end. If, you know, in Texas, it's not over, but I'm sure everywhere else y'all realize it's not summertime anymore. So this will be the last week for that coupon code in the store, but it still will get you 20% off your entire order at whatistws.com/store. Got some dope merch, but I got some new hoodies that I'm working on to put out for hoodie season. So be looking forward to, you know, the summer of the algorithm closing up, hoodie season taking effect, and I'll probably have some sort of coupon code specifically for hoodies. I'm not going, you know, if you want a t-shirt, you might have to pay full price now. That's how I get no one to buy a t-shirt, but whatever. I'm working on it. But that's my call to action for me. If you enjoy what you heard today, if you like just listening, shooting the breeze with me, checking in on my broken arm or my fantasy squad that's killing it right now, thanks to Derrick Henry, you know, please subscribe, leave a review, whatever. Even if you didn't like it, leave a review telling me what you didn't like. I appreciate all feedback is good feedback. Let it be constructive or not. I don't care. My man, Zaya Fitness, I told y'all last week that I was going to remember the website, and once again, it has left me. I will get it, and I will post it, because that's my man, and he will get you where you need to be with your fitness and nutrition goals. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram, Zaya Fitness. Please hit him up. Looking for ways to be impactful? Y'all know where to go, ttcharities.org. Check out the website. Always got something major happening. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a like, a retweet, a repost. It all goes a long way. Be your brother's keeper. Check out ttcharities.org. And yeah, just, you know, keep tuning in. You know, hit me up. I got the AMA on the page. Go to whatistws.com/AMA. Ask me anything. Even if I got to make up an answer, I promise you it'll be a good one. And I got mad time to think these days, people. So hit me up with your questions. It could be about anything. I swear to God, anything. But yeah, that's all I got, man. Until we speak again, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for the support so far. But be safe, be the light, and be easy. I love y'all.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment. Finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.